This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go with another hour of conversation on the Duggars Good Day program, 7 after the hour. I'm here with Jay Kirshner to understand what's going on around the world. Here are some things as we think about how we are helping our infants grow, how we get life to be good for them. There's the story of a husband and wife team from Oregon that have designed baby shoes that melt in the water. Okay, I don't know if the world is crying for this, but maybe this is a good thing for Shark Tank or something. The shoes are made out of a silky fabric, Jay. It's kind of water-soluble plastic, in a way. Covers cosmetic products, pill coatings, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But now they're using it for these infant shoes. They're called
like a silky seal.
Yeah, Woolly Bubs. $34 for the small ones, $40 for the bigger ones. Jesse Milliken and his wife Megan took pains to ensure that just because they dissolve in water doesn't mean that they're fragile.
Right, yeah. Because babies, they chew on their feet and they chew on shoes and they're not just going to think it splashed or whatever. They have to be fully submerged for a length of time before they start breaking down. But this time they had three kids and they felt like all of these baby shoes, because kids grow so fast, that all of these baby shoes were just ending up in landfills. But it also doesn't take away the hand-me-down. So if one baby wears it and then the next sibling, they can still wear it. So they're sturdy enough to go through two different babies, two toddler infancies, but then you can toss them into the water and they'll break down.
Is your Mac eligible for these? Is he beyond the size, or could he use?
Yeah, he's beyond the size now.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Jasper, my 8-month-old grandson, my other grandson, Brendan's son, and how as babies, I was thinking about what was visually in my head about babies and their feet and putting these baby shoes on the feet of the babies. I'm thinking about Jasper, who's now reaching out. Now, you remember this? Any of us who have had children remember when the children are discovering themselves. They discover that their fingers and arms and hands are all attached. They can move. They know they're moving them. Isn't that that's a great thing when they understand that they are, that what these things are in front of them are part of them. They can move their fingers, and they discover their toes and their feet. And, of course, they all want to suck on all of that stuff. I know that's what Jasper's going. This everything. Mm-hmm. Suck on everything.
Oh, and then so, the teeth start coming in, and then they need to chew on it.
Yeah, right.
Soothing their gums.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So this is great. Entrepreneurialism, I'll bet they'll find their way into Shark Tank at one point in time or another. Everybody that's doing things like this sooner or later shows up on Shark Tank. And they get some support. It's probably a good business for somebody to be in. I'm trying to think of which one of the people, what's the QVC lady's name? I never can remember her name. Laura? Is it Laura?
I don't watch the show.
You don't?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
If it's not scripted, I'm not interested.
Really? Huh. That's very interesting, because reality TV is big time now, as we all know, because it's cheap to produce and people find. Well, I thought you liked Dancing with the Stars, though.
No. Nope.
Don't you?
No. Nope.
You don't? Oh. It's all the other girls who like that.
I'm not into any of the reality, the celeb reality, the competition stuff. I watch Jeopardy. Does that count? Is that in the realm of reality? It's not exactly scripted.
I didn't realize that Mialim, however she pronounced her name,
Mayim Bialik,
was in that other show, The Big Brother, not Big Brother. What's the?
The Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory, yeah.
Yeah.
I never watched that show.
Oh, she was fantastic. That was such a, I loved funny. That show.
Yeah, that's where she was. But she's an accomplished actress.
Oh, yes.
She's the Jeopardy co-host.
Her big original notoriety with Blossom from the 90s. Was that the early 90s, late 80s maybe, with Joey Lawrence? And that was a fun show. TGIF, every Friday night.
Okay, here's the story of a woman in Florida who's been caught on video holding a pitchfork and a whip.
Hey.
During a rainstorm, kind of bizarre. Why would you hold
it? Sound like the premise of the beginning of a music video?
Well, I don't know. I don't watch music videos. It sounds like that. There's a play on this. There's a Norman Rockwell picture with a farmer holding a pitchfork. He and his wife. And I forgot what the name of the picture is.
Oh, right. Not scrutiny, but is it his wife or is it his daughter? It has people torn of who it is.
His wife. But it's a farm thing. I remember when my children were younger, I stood in front of the barn with a pitchfork and the two kids around me just as a kind of a, my own version of that song, of that picture. And I can't remember what it's called. Somebody will get it. Somebody will send it to us. Social media, Facebook, and Instagram. The farmer's what?
Something. In the Dell?
No. All right. What? The farmer in the Dell. Farmer in the Dell. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Share, if you remember, this is on the tip of my tongue.
American Gothic.
Thank you.
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called. You got it. Thank you. All right. So anyway, this woman is in front of a public supermarket. She's trying to sell teddy bears. Huh?
Yeah, apparently she went in and was trying to sell teddy bears at the checkout, and they were like, no. And then she had a whip in one hand and a pitchfork in the other, and a police officer arrives, and she points the whip at them, and then kind of like turns and walks away. And
she's gotta be nuts.
They feel like she was not sober.
Well, okay. That could be. I'd say that alcohol could have been involved in something like that.
I believe the quote was highly intoxicated on some sort of stimulant drug.
Yeah. So the troopers take her into custody. And then what happens to somebody like that? They sober up and they let him out of jail? She's been charged with what? Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon? And so...
Well, an EMS who arrived says she did not need to go to the hospital. But she was also saying that she felt no pain anymore and God was in control. So it makes you wonder, was this specifically drugs? How do they differentiate in the middle of somebody who is possibly on drugs? How do they differentiate a mental breakdown versus drugs?
Good question. That's a very good question. Yep, very good question. In a moment, how is inflation affecting your life? And the reality of inflation, how, never mind its impact, well, in addition to affecting, say never mind, in addition to affecting your life, how is it affecting the lives of people around you? How is it affecting people's lives all around the world? We'll talk about that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
16 past the hour, inflation. Most of the time we think about that, Jay, the word inflation is something we connect to money. Although, and that's kind of where we are right now. What does it cost to buy things? What does it cost to go places? What does it cost to do things? And how much more is it here? Then it might do the same, be the same thing if we're going to the movies in England, for example. Or are we, you know, whatever it is that we're doing with our money, are we uniquely feeling it here? And the answer is no, we aren't. Everywhere around the world is feeling the crunch of what started as the war in Ukraine. And then it spread, that whole disease, if you will, of inflation started there. But it's not just all about the war. There are a lot of other things going on right now, including the amount of money that governments like ours spent during the pandemic that we have to figure out how to pay back in some way, shape, or form. And so with all the governments around the world trying to figure this out, you see inflation rates pretty much consistently. If you look, the only place that I'm looking at that doesn't seem to have a crazy inflation rate is Japan. But if you look at Europe, look at Canada, Mexico, the U.S., the European Union, actually the inflation rate in Europe is higher than it is here in America by almost a point. But in Japan, they're down around 2% inflation.
Oh,
so
wow.
How the heck is that happening? 9.1% over last month and last year here in America. And so I was nosing around what is going on. The European Union is something we, whenever I think European Union, I think of England, but of course England's not in it anymore. And then what goes on with members of the European Union? The lady who is the Prime Minister of Estonia, one of the former USSR countries, her name is Kaja Kallas. And I'm quite intrigued. I just learned about her the other day. She is unusual for this neck of the woods to have a woman be the prime minister. But she is very smart, a lawyer by trade. She is very popular among her people, if that's what you, I don't know, how do you refer to her? The people that live in Estonia. If you don't know, Eastern Europe, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, all those are countries that are on the west side of the former USSR. And she has some very interesting things to say in an interview about the Russians and what's going on. She has some turmoil in her own government and having to deal with that because there are some pro-Russia members of their parliament. Can you imagine? She said the fundamental mistake that's being made here was actually made after the Second World War, which I thought was pretty interesting. The Nazi crimes were condemned and people were sent to jail and they were killed. But after Nazism came communism. And the communists continue to commit crimes, and they were never punished. So right now, she says, what's going on in the USSR is a strong revival of Stalinism, which is, when I think about it, yeah, that is what's going on. Stalin did exactly what Putin is doing right now. And so with the country of Estonia on its own now, after the breakup of the USSR, they're sort of next in line, or could be next in line, for an attack from Putin. And she wants the world to know what her country is all about and how progressive it is. And if you listen and watch her, you can understand that they aren't. She's right about communism. Who's taking these people to task? Pretty good question, right? 21 after the hour.
The country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. for your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay, I'm offended. I find, I'm on a website and I'm being pitched women's bras by women who are scantily clad with all kinds of paisley colored bras. I find it offensive.
I find paisley offensive too. I'm right there with you, sir.
All right, so we've got that taken care of. Here's Britney's comeback. She's recorded a duet with Elton John. Do we have a copy of this? Has it been released yet?
It has not been released at this time, but apparently she met up with him and was doing a secret recording session, which was not so secret because she's Britney Spears and apparently cannot do anything under secrecy because she's so highly watched. That's going to be difficult. When you think about it, for a lot of celebrities who are just so in the public eye and maybe they don't want to be as much, to not even know who you can trust in your own camp, that's just...
So how did this come about? Did Elton John call her or she called Elton John?
Elton John had the idea that he wanted to do a Tiny Dancer with Britney, reached out to her, and they'd met a while back at an award show or an event or something, because let's be real, he's Elton John, she's Britney Spears. Of course they met somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, right.
And he wanted to do it, and she was like, of course. And she finally started started sharing her voice again on social media. She did this kind of darker, smoky rendition of Hit Me Baby One More Time, and she had said that she's ready to get back onto the music scene, that she's been wanting to. I think her last single was in 2016.
Wow.
So long ago.
So this song, I'm trying to remember, didn't Elton John do Tiny Dancer? Wasn't that one of his singles?
Tiny Dancer is one of his big hits.
Mm-hmm. So
it's considered one of the greatest songs of all time. I think it was number 47 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. That was released in 2021.
So when is this supposed to be released now that it's been recorded?
We will find out.
We don't know the answer to that.
We do not have that yet. That hasn't been made public knowledge at this time.
All right. Here's another pop music superstar, Adele. She's announced new dates, so she is going to be in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Is it at the same place?
The way she wants it to be.
Yeah. Right. Weekends with Adele. Okay.
Yeah. Yep, at Caesar's Palace, and it was already supposed to be a 24 rescheduled performances, and she's adding a few more to that list. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The residency will run until March 25th, kicks off this fall, 32 total performances.
So she's getting paid $1 million for each performance. Is that true? I heard that rumor.
Really?
I heard that. I wonder if that's true.
I didn't see that anywhere.
Well, that's...
Dang.
You know, look in the same place as I look there, kid. A million... But, well, that, it wouldn't be the first time that somebody's... Elvis used to get paid, like, super amounts of money when he was in Las Vegas. Who are some of the other... Well, Elton John. Well, yeah, I think he got $1 million.
Oh, probably. For, Celine Dion. A big one there.
Yeah, Celine Dion was a big attraction in Las Vegas. Think about some of the big... So when Frank Sinatra and those guys used to go over to Las Vegas just for fun, and they'd fill up whatever places. Yeah. Okay, so good.
Or like, Adele. Hey, I happen to be in the area. Can I perform?
Yeah.
Jump on stage.
Right, exactly. Yep, here I am. Da-da-da-da-da. I bet the boss got to that kind of dough, too, for appearing there. All right, food for thought. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm
can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/Doug.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Due to out-of-control inflation, possibly switching gears and becoming a recession, Americans have been bracing for higher borrowing costs. The Fed's policymaking committee meeting ends Wednesday, and most economists expect the Fed to raise the rate by 75 basis points. An announcement from the Fed will come today. Chris Harvey is with Wells Fargo Securities on Yahoo Finance.
We are of the opinion that we're going to go into recession. It's going to be a consumer-driven recession. Part of that is because we're seeing the negative wealth effect. Stock prices are down. Housing market's not as strong as it used to be, and people are beginning to be stretched.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to hold a phone call on Thursday. It's the first call since China threatened war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi visits Taiwan. NCAA Woman of the Year has been announced. Columbia fencer Sylvie Binder takes home the top honor. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's new AB5 law is designed to destroy independent truckers. The law states truckers must set up their own corporations or work under someone that is. The blatant attack on truckers will continue to keep supply chain problems hindering commerce. Trucker Carlos Flores speaks out on Fox News.
I'm losing everything. My truck, my overpriced truck, my the 17 years I've been working here, dedicated working here in the port. I'm based out of Port of Oakland due to AB5. Calvin Newsom, he can do something. He hasn't done anything. I think he filled the shortage in truckers because he's trying to push 7,000 out.
Republican California Assemblyman Vince Fong.
And 40% of the products and goods that come into the United States comes through the ports in California, and 30% of our exports go out through the ports. So this is a massive impact and could disrupt our supply chain, not only within the United States, but globally.
A strong earthquake set off landslides and damaged buildings in the northern Philippines Wednesday, killing at least four people and injuring dozens in Manila. The 7-magnitude quake was centered in a mountainous area of Abra Province. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology described the mid-morning shaking as a major earthquake. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
It's a great day, Doug Steffens Good Day.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
The velvet, well, I saw this and I'm trying to figure out, $15 for a Velveeta martini on the menu at restaurants all across the country called a Veltini. Velveeta cheese in a martini?
I know that sounds so gross, right?
It really does sound terrible. Awful.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back into the conversation at 34 at the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Going back to a few things that we've been talking about here, inflation and how it is impacting the world, and then the business about Ukraine, how the real inflation started with the invasion, but then there are other things. Well, maybe it didn't start there. It started with the pandemic, and then it's, you know, just grown. How we responded to any number of things that we, you know, you go one way or the other, and that predicates their decisions that have been made that will affect our lives for years and years and years. One of them was how we reacted to the pandemic, to the flu. We way overcooked that. It destroyed lots of lives, lots of businesses, and in my mind, the whole thing was pretty unnecessary. It could have been handled a lot better, but we are now becoming products of our own emotions. Everything is about emotion.
Yes, and it felt like that was
fear.
What initiated so much of this divisiveness, whether wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, vaccinated or not being vaccinated, all of that.
Yeah.
And then it rolls into all of the things we're dealing with currently, where tensions were already just so high.
Well, that's why I go back to this lady who's the prime minister of Estonia, what she said about Stalinism and how communism has not ever really been held in check, like the Nazis, the problems of Nazism, that was held in check. But we have the same aggressiveness going on now with the same kind of character, Putin, as was Stalin, and Hitler, and how many other countless despots have we seen that try to take over the world? So some of the comments on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day On Air. A fellow named Ted said, it's refreshing to hear a politician speak from an historic perspective and not just whatever they think is good for them. Seems these days most politicians in our country have little systemic memory beyond the last 10 to 15 years. What she said is correct about Stalin, Nazism, that sort of thing. And there's a lot of reference to Reagan and what was going on. Here's a fellow named Izzy, who says Reagan didn't destroy the USSR. He made a speech at the Berlin Wall, but the USSR destroyed itself from inside. It was rotten to the core. It couldn't hold on just using force to countries like Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine, Eastern European countries. And so there's something to be said for that. At any rate, there are a lot of causes for the inflation that we're talking about and the situation in the world. So let's fast forward. Let's move beyond what the problem is and try to figure out what to do. What are you doing in your life? How there are two aspects to this, Jay. It's how it's affecting you, and then what are you doing about it? And so here we go. Some of the causes have to do with government, that's for sure. Government spending, we're out of control spending here, but so are other governments around the world. Spend, spend, spend. Tax, tax, tax. People are beginning to resent the fact that they don't have the kind of money that they would like to enjoy their lives. They work hard, and it all goes now to the tax man. And that's not just tax the rich stuff. It's just tax, tax, tax. Just spend, spend, spend. Give, give, give. And the cost of borrowing money is going up. You know that if you're trying to get a mortgage for a house or you're buying a car or whatever your needs are, if you're borrowing money, you know that it is not easy to borrow money. Not like it was a couple of years ago. And so that will keep the demand from going higher. Maybe that's a good thing. I guess the causes, okay, so we know what the causes are. And then, so what do we do? What do you do? What are you thinking about? What's varying? Yesterday we were talking about people not wanting to fly. They're going to drive their cars. That's nonsense. That's foolish.
Yeah.
It really is.
But the reasoning, like to save on emissions and minimize your carbon footprint.
Yeah,
and
right.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
Are you carpooling?
Yeah. Yeah. Or are you minimizing the trips that you have out and about? Or this time of year, you just want to get in your car and drive somewhere of an evening after you've had your dinner. I'm going to get in the car and I'm going down to the ice cream joint to get an ice cream. Are we supposed to feel guilty about that? Depending on who you listen to, yeah. But, what do we do? What's the intelligent way to handle this? I think that's where the problem comes in, because unless you really curtail your spending, well, first of all, everybody has to kind of agree that there's a problem and they want to do something about it. But a lot of people don't. They keep living their lives the way they do because that's the way I want to live my life. So what I'm saying is that the solutions are not as simple as you might think. And the prices are soaring everywhere. And so you have to decide whether, do you want to, what's your priority? Eating, right? Having clothing, being able to sleep in a comfortable bed, right? Having a roof over your head. Those are what's imperative, and that's where you start. And then where do you go from there? How do you, I want to go on a vacation. I want to go bowling. I took my grandson to the putt-putt the other day. It was $18. I can't imagine that places like that are doing really well, because that's such a discretionary $18 to spend. But the place was loaded. It was full. Middle of the day, hot day. And there were about 20 people on this little putt-putt course. They'd all paid $18, and it takes about an hour to go through it. So 18 times 20 is 16, what is that, $160. $160 times 10 hours, that's $1,600 a day to run a little putt-putt. That's probably a pretty good business to be in. And so you understand what I'm saying? There's a reflection here. And whether or not the reflection helps you, do you really, somebody else needs to pay more taxes. And that doesn't work either. These people just keep spending money. It's like they're addicts. People in Washington are like addicts. They just keep spending.
Mm-hmm. Shopaholics.
Right. All right. So we have monkeypox to deal with. I have a couple of things from Dr. Ken. As a matter of fact, when Dr. Jack joins us later on, I'm going to ask him the same thing. I believe this monkeypox thing is another creation of the minds at CNN and the New York Times, and it is meant to scare the hell out of you when, in fact, it's not a problem at all. So let's talk about that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, 44 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A lot of incoming University of Michigan medical school students, say that fast, medical school students, walked out of a keynote speaker's address yesterday. This was a pro-life speaker, Dr. Christian Collier, assistant professor of medicine at the University of Michigan, took the stage to address the new students in their ceremony, starting college. And so
this is their white coat ceremony, and the address didn't have anything to do about pro-life or pro-choice or abortion or Roe v. Wade, nothing like that. It's just that Dr. Christian Collier's stance is pro-life, and the students tried to get her to not be the keynote speaker, and the president of the school was like, no, there needs to be different points of views, and you don't have to agree with everybody, but there needs to be different points of views anyway. And again, she wasn't even addressing anything about pro-life or Roe v. Wade, but the students had already plan that they were going to protest the mere fact that she was their keynote speaker and walked out. This is a big moment in their lives. This is the white coat ceremony.
Well, how is it that because somebody has a point of view that's different from yours, why do these people get shut down or shouted down on college campuses, where there are a lot of people who have a liberal point of view, don't have any, I have a lot of liberal points of view, but a point of view, doesn't make any difference what it is, but it seems to happen more in this scenario where someone who comes in that is, let's say, anti-gun control. I mean, pick an issue, any issue. And so their point of view is well known, and the students, how is this an education by not allowing someone to present another point of view? Even in this case, there wasn't even a point of view presented.
Exactly.
You're guilty because you have thoughts? What kind of education is that?
Or the fact that you can't even have a conversation on other topics just because there is this one topic that you know you disagree on. A lot of people have lost relationships and friendships because of this, because of the fact that with the inability to have a conversation around anything other than what it is they strongly disagree.
Right. Yeah. So this is bad. This isn't America.
It's sad. So sad.
It is. It's not appropriate. So anyway, what happened? Did she finish her keynote address?
Yeah. Students
walked out, right?
Yeah, there were many students and even their families that got up and left, but there were still a lot of people that were there. And she even, ahead of the event, she thanked her supporters and those who encouraged her and helped her prepare for this speech.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It bothers me that this sort of thing happens, but it does happen. Here's the story of a 100-pound sailfish stabbing a woman. What was this woman doing? She was impaled.
She was on a boat. The sailfish leaped from the ocean onto a fishing boat, impaled her right in her leg. She didn't even have time to react.
So what did they do to the shellfish? Shoot it? They caught it and brought it home for dinner? What'd they do?
It's mounted on the wall.
Yeah, right. And that's what, by the way, a lot of people who have these fish, and that's what this is, a big fish, mm-hmm. a sailfish.
A trophy fish, yeah.
It has a big, long, real long, I guess it looks like it's a big bone that sticks out of its nose, mm-hmm. right? I mean, how
it has like its own
awkward.
Sword.
Yeah, it's a sword. That's
it
right.
It was caught on a line by a fisherman who was on board, mm-hmm. but it rather than trying to swim away and having to be reeled in, it charged the boat. Came out of the water.
I didn't realize these things could swim this fast. 68 miles an hour?
Oh, yeah. Aren't they like one of the fastest animals in the ocean?
Yeah, apparently. 100-pound fish look pretty good on somebody's wall. By the way, when you walk into somebody's house and you see the head of a deer on the wall, or you see the head of some animal, a tiger, what do you think?
I can't say I've ever walked into a house with a head of a tiger on the wall, but I have seen many deer or fowl. I actually don't think twice about it. I don't think one way or the other. I'm not a hunter. I love deer. I think they're so beautiful, but I'm a live and let live kind of person. Or, not in that case. That's a bad quote. To each their own, I guess.
Well, yeah, I think about life, though, and how these things, the people think that it is something that's okay to kill something else.
When it's
true. Yeah. 10 before the hour here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Good Day Health on the air. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Calitrin, the instant, well, it's not really instant, it's a 90-day program that actually I've stayed on for 5 years because I like what this all-natural product does for me. Jack, you and I have talked about crash diets and drugs that people, you're with me 100% when it comes to the natural way of doing things. Excuse me. And this is a way for you to support your body, to support your physical health the natural way. Yes, you should eat well. Yes, you should pay attention to what Jack and Ken tell you about what you eat. Does my voice sound like it's cracking? It sure feels like it. Man, the allergies. This is about, Jack, how's my voice sound? You're the doctor.
Just a hair. It sounds like it's tired or it needs some water.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Calitrin at toploss.com, a fabulous way for you to support your body's need to have the right body mass index, to have the right weight. The culture of Calitrin is based on aloe vera, collagen protein, and digestive enzymes that help to restore your body's strength. This is the nutritional way to do it and to keep the weight off. All right, so anyway, and rather than prolong this with my voice, I go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug for free shipping, and also the special Dog Days of Summer sale. So here we are with monkeypox. 300,000 monkeypox vaccine doses are supposed to be headed toward New York. And there are a lot of people, and I'm one of them, who think that we have another New World Order pawn. We're being used mm-hmm. here. This is a sleight of hand. The number of people who have monkeypox is minimal. This is so dangerous from the point of view of taking. I was talking yesterday, Jack, whether you may or may not have heard me, about the guy at CNN who is in charge of their technical department, said that they always are looking to instill the next fear, and climate change is the next thing, but monkeypox is here as well. So what is monkeypox? How is it that we're being scared? Because there's nothing in my mind to be scared of. Is there?
Well, there's few things. Well, absolutely. Unless you're homosexual.
Okay.
Because the highest rates right now of monkeypox, California, New York, Illinois, because of the rates of homosexuality that exist in those states, it's well established that monkeypox is being spread by members of the gay community. Yet there's so few outlets out there covering that fact. And I'm not trying to demonize any community, not at all. It's just to assure people who are not members of that community that these things are not nearly as scary as they would have you believe. Cases are, ironically enough, very high in Florida, because cities like Miami and Orlando have big homosexual communities, and this is largely spread through direct contact with the infectious rash or the scabs or the body fluids, respiratory secretions, during prolonged face-to-face contact, intimate physical contact, kissing, cuddling, sex. So the average heterosexual, which is, 95% of the population, is not in danger. But now the WHO, the World Health Organization, is coming out and saying, well, you know, we think it might be spread through the air. No, no, it's not an airborne disease. Oh, no, maybe it can be. I mean, this is changing science once again because they have millions upon millions of doses of smallpox vaccine that is still sitting there on the shelves that haven't been used because there's no smallpox left out on the planet. And they said the smallpox vaccine can be used in place of the monkeypox vaccine. Mm-hmm. So pathological liars can never keep their story straight. But when the WHO comes out, starts saying, well, maybe science hasn't been correct in the past. Maybe it's not just spread through fluid contact. Maybe it can be airborne.
Maybe.
Exactly.
And the Chinese control the World Health Organization, so why would you believe anything that they say? I was noticing that the monkeypox was discovered among monkeys who were given the polio vaccine. Why would they give monkeys
and now they're starting to say in a couple of places around the country, polio might be reemerging once again. So scare, just like you were saying before I said my piece. Scare the people, because loving them isn't going to sell anything, but scaring them to death will.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, an important part of Good Day Health here at 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.